21C Museum Hotel was founded in 2006 in Louisville by Laura Lee Brown and Steve Wilson, contemporary art collectors and preservationists. Cincinnati's 21C opened its galleries, hotel, and restaurant in 2012 on Walnut Street. And on Thursday, May 24th, a new program called Chorus begins at the Museum Hotel, inspired by the founding belief of 21C that art can anchor and energize a community. Chorus is an evening of creative discourse. Each iteration of Chorus will tackle an issue involving the creative community of Cincinnati, and first up, it's music. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Dan McCabe, who knows a little bit of something about music in Cincinnati. Welcome, Dan.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
What do you do besides Chorus, Dan, for anybody who might not recognize your name?
I based myself in Cincinnati's music. I'm one of the co-owners and operators at Motor Pub in Over the Rhine, and we have opened a theater across the street, the Woodward Theater, also in Over the Rhine, both on Main Street.
Did 21C tap you, or did you go knocking on their door?
They knocked on my door, and I'm very thankful to be invited to the conversation.
What do you see as some of the challenges to the music scene in Cincinnati?
You know, I think I could speak to what I believe is missing, and I think the city's leaders, the corporations, need to embrace what honestly should be considered Cincinnati's finest natural resource, and that is our talent, our music talent. We have a long history going back to the creation of rock and roll in the 1940s with King Records. We are pointed to by everybody, including the Hall of Fame up in Cleveland. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame director has pointed to Cincinnati as being one of three cities that can claim themselves the rightful birthplace of rock and roll: Memphis, New Orleans, Cincinnati, Ohio. That is something that should be embraced. And when we are courting larger corporations to come to Cincinnati, what is the first thing they look at Cincinnati is access to new talent. We came up against that wall with Amazon. One of their concerns was access to new talent. I believe if our leaders would embrace this finest natural resource and use it to reach out to the region, I think we'd be attracting more new talent to this city, as opposed to hanging that arts and cultural mecca, arts and cultural destination attraction on the historic institutions. I believe if they reached out and said, come to Cincinnati, we have a great history in rock and roll. We have a great live music scene, present day music makers all over stages across the nation coming up out of Cincinnati. There is a vibrant culture here. It's a fun place to live, work, and play.
Who should go to this meeting?
People interested in moving Cincinnati forward. I think, again, we can harness a vibrant music scene and help move Cincinnati forward. And I believe that's the underpinning for the Chorus panel discussions.
What are some of the results you hope for?
Well, awareness is going to be always a first step. I hope folks like the Regional Tourism Network. I hope folks at P&G, corporations that are giving to ArtsWave. I hope a consideration is made on how those dollars are spent and invested in promoting Cincinnati to give a broader reach to that discussion that includes our local music scene.
Is it possible to make a living as a musician in Cincinnati?
Well, the great thing about Cincinnati is the cost of living is pretty low. It's much easier, I'll tell you that, than it is to do it in Nashville, in New York City, in LA. You can get access to practice spaces. You can have access to jobs that allow folks to take off for a month and go on tour. And another thing that's very interesting and unique to Cincinnati is the multiple stages that are available to local musicians. You can play a different neighborhood every month and not burn out an audience. You can go out there and cultivate a wider audience by hitting these different neighborhoods. That's uniquely Cincinnati.
Basically, it's a free event happening May 24th at the 21C Museum Hotel, the first session, of course. You'll see Dan McCabe. You'll also see some, it's a really varied group of people on the panel. You've got some DJs, you've got some commercial sound producers, the owner of Sound Images, you've got Inhaler Radio, and some R&B people. Do you guys get a chance to get together very often?
No.
That'll be fun,
this
right?
is going to be great.
How do you think Cincinnati's art scene compares to some of the other cities?
I think we've got them beat. It is, again, I think I've said vibrant earlier on, let's do it again. From the visual arts to the community theaters, the abundance of community theater for a city our size, you know, not to mention, of course, our historic institutions.
Dan McCabe is clearly passionate and involved in the music scene in Cincinnati. He'll be on the panel at Chorus, happening 6:30, Thursday night, May 24th, at the Museum Hotel 21C across from the Aronoff downtown, the initial installment of this new program. My guest, Dan McCabe, and everyone involved in that and in the Museum Hotel invite you to join the journey through the local music scene's impact on Cincinnati's image to residents and to visitors. And you can get a lot more information and a link through our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.